Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Kids Rush Radio. Kids Rush Radio.
Hey, how you doing there, Chance Rush? Good to be here this evening, ladies and gentlemen. February the 28th, 2016. Beautiful day today. 73 degrees, man. It's good to be on the air with you tonight. Kind of been crazy, man, trying to get things situated here at the homestead. I want to give a big shout-out to Kenneth Miller. I know he's been in the hospital from Pawnee Nation. Get better, brother. Hope everything is going well with you. Hope things are better with you there. Also, just want to give a big shout-out to two of my little cousins who play basketball at Oral Roberts University as they get ready for Summit League play up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Lakota and Ashley Beatty today. On the court, you know, I expect that, but off the court is just simply amazing and the hard work that they got going on and what they're doing. Big shout out to Oklahoma City Thunder. You just can't beat the Warriors. That's just how it is. We have a college coach with no NBA experience, as well as mostly college assistant coaches. And, you know, all due respect to our assistant coaches who have very unsuccessful resumes in the NBA. Oklahoma City Thunder, that we got to do something right away. We're about to lose Westbrook. We're likely to lose Durant. We got to get a third guy in there. We can't pay Ibaka all that money to shoot jump shots, and we certainly can't not use Cantor the way that we're capable of using him. Tonight, real quick, my take on the topic. Due to the lack of speaking against this unfortunate event, I had the privilege, the absolute privilege, to go over to Anthony Shackelford, Daisy Spicer's program, Rage Nation. We did an event last Wednesday, on teen domestic violence, teen dating violence, and, you know, also to Anadarko, man, my prayers are still with you, not only just your community, but communities all around the country who are dealing with this epidemic of suicide. And, and I also threw in there tonight unhealthy relationships. You know, and it just goes to show and say, why are we acting so confused? Why are we acting so confused that, things that are going on, and we're not addressing them like we should. We're always worried about how we approach the word suicide. If you want to stop suicide, we have to start talking about it. Bottom line, we have to start talking about it. There's no such thing as suicide 101. I know and I understand that in a lot of our, one of the reasons why we lack talking about suicide is because, it brings up and it also makes us think about what happened. What we have to do in our communities is we have to learn about allowing grief to be in our process and growth. My father died. It was very unfortunate, and I was very sad. I was very heartbroken. End of the day, bottom line, I had to move on because this world moves on. The beat goes on. His memory is ever going to be in my heart. My grandfather, he passed away. My grandmother, she passed away. I have to understand grief. I have to be able to not only see grief, but then to seek some type of awareness, whatever it may be. You know, and I'm not saying that all of us need to get up and just move on for what, for goes on. But one reason why we went against suicide is because, it hurts our feelings. It brings up the pain. It brings up the past. We have to talk about this epidemic. We have to talk about the importance of living here on Mother Earth, making a difference, being an example, being grateful that we have every day to breathe, every day to live, and, that road. So they have the curriculum, they have the outreach, they have everything that they need. It's not necessarily, but the Native sector truly, really gets it. Here's the thing. The approach isn't suicide 101, but the approach is the values of the generosity, the cultural aspect. We have to hold on to things, and we have to share with others why it's important to live. We have the ability to wake up every single day and make a difference. I had a friend over a month ago that surprisingly took his life. And I talked about this on my show in the past of who it hurt and how it hurt. And you can hear my dog in the background. Who it hurt and just the disbelief of it, the disbelief of suicide. It happened. So we have to pick up pieces and we have to move forward. But in order to pick up pieces and move forward, we have to talk about this epidemic, why it's not here. I'm not sitting here trying to be the devil's advocate because I hate the devil, you know, and I know that hate is a bad word, but you know what? He loves suicide. He loves taking people from that, you know, are completely, totally against our faith and our spirituality. I'm not going to be the advocate, but what I'm simply trying to say is if you're not going to talk about suicide in a high-risk area that the epidemic is taking place, then it's going to continue, and it's going to continue to grow. And what really, really frustrates me is that it's going to start becoming part of the norm, part of the community. So you have to talk about suicide. We have to address it. And we shouldn't address it whenever it happens. We need to address it in a positive way, in a healthy way. We need you here on Mother Earth. There's so many young people that went down this road. And you know what? No one is a winner. And no one has proven a point. And everybody hurts from it. We have to start. Before I get out of here, another epidemic that we got to start addressing is teen dating violence, domestic violence. We have to start talking about this. Everybody who's listening to this radio show tonight, you know somebody that's going through something that is hindering them in their relationship. Most of you who are listening tonight know somebody that is unhappy. But if you're happy, get out of it because you were not put on this earth to be dictated by somebody else. You are not put on this earth to be controlled by someone else. You've been given your own heart. You've been given your own eyes, whatever it may be. You got to get out of the situation. The lack of communication, one of the biggest lacks of communication is not going to work. That is not going to cut it. And you know what? If you don't do anything about it tonight, if you don't do anything about it tomorrow or in the future, it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. So how people communicate can hinder a relationship if it's not healthy. You can't allow someone to belittle you. It just can't happen. My daughter broke up with someone, and I am so glad that she broke up with him. And a lot of it came from just the childish game that he played. You know what? He never hit her. He never raised his voice to her. He never belittled her, but he certainly manipulated. He certainly played games. And you know what? Them are small doses. Them are small traits of going down the road of domestic violence. It is. the way they lie to you, the way they cheat you, the way they manipulate. Being manipulated, ladies, being manipulated is a form of domestic violence. It is chastising you, making you feel little, whatever it may be. You know, she said something pretty interesting. She said some boys don't want love or compassion, but they want obedience from their significant other. Or a boy who is really liking them, you know, whatever gender it may be, but they want obedience, and they want to be reassured. They want reassurance, because you know what, reassurance isn't always healthy. Sometimes reassurance is bad. Someone can make you feel a little, make you feel bad, whatever it may be. But the reassurance is not always healthy. You know, at the end of the day, bottom line, it felt so good to my family tonight. Beautiful day, real cooked out. Got to have a long conversation this weekend with my daughter. And, you know, my daughter shared with me a lot about, you know, how some of her friends are and, you know, just how the world is and how the beat goes on. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Allow your true colors to show up. Don't ever think that your true colors are something bad. Your true colors is a lovely half of people, the willingness that you can show every day, your heart, your energy, your positive attitude. True colors are overrided by, you know, what's going on in this world and how everybody is going with it, how everybody is going forward with it. You guys, if you think about it, it's easier to put someone down, but it's harder to lift somebody up. True colors isn't negative. True colors isn't ugly. That's why they're called true colors, because they can benefit other people, you know. And so I would love to stay with you guys all night long. I got to get somebody home. So while I got to get out of here, they're waiting for me. We're about to go eat some cake. But I just want to thank you guys for letting me join you tonight. I want to say God bless to each and every one of you. And it's a beautiful night. You guys, go watch the Oscars. Go spend time with your family. And, you know, just enjoy tonight. I want to thank Lori Bird and Bird Inc. This episode is powered by Bird Inc. Bird Industries Inc. .com. Go online, visit their website, check them out. They're doing so many wonderful things in Indian country. I want to thank Osage Nation for giving me the opportunity to come out and be part of one. She gets ready for her fashion show Thursday night. Navajo Prep on Friday. We'll see you guys. I love each and every one of you. You guys have a good night, and we'll see you next week.